di lei.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by Lord to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside, at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers towards children, and the disobedience to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? Why I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. From the Psalm 71 says, "On you I depend my birth. From mother's womb you are my strength." That means we are all called to the Lord, even in the womb of our mother. We are all chosen. We are chosen people of God's people. And we are really gifted that we can share the life of Christ after our birth with the baptism. Receive the Lord in the Spirit. And today, we live, as what St. Paul says, it's not that I live, but Christ lives in me. So all, from our birth until we died, we are all in God's hand. We are protected. But also we have to work on our own. We have to walk after Jesus. Jesus calls, come and follow me. But also when we follow Jesus, then he also mentioned that who follow me, you carry the cross every day. So we believe that even though we have crosses to carry on a daily basis, still we have to believe and trust God is love. God is always with us. So even when we have trial, problem, in a certain sense, we share the suffering of Christ. We can offer our little sufferings together with Christ for the salvation of the whole world. Like John the Baptist, he announced the salvation to the world. We too, through our little things, but what Mother Teresa says, we take heart to the every small things. We are called to be the witness of the love of God for humanity.